Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks, everybody out there, for choosing us, the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio, on this Sunday without NFL football. 2 weeks removed from the Super Bowl. Daytona 500 later today. NBA All-Star Game tonight. It's also, quote-unquote, Hockey Day in America, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. So we still have some things to talk about. I encourage your feedback, your participation, keeping me honest, put me in my place, maybe bring in something to the conversation that I've missed or I've overlooked. And the best way to do that is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. If you're a little bit more timid, you don't want to call in, if you'd rather tweet your thoughts, you can, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, and you can follow us on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio. A bunch of different ways to listen, Sirius XM, Channel 206. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com, get a full list of our AM-FM affiliates. If for some reason during this hour your local affiliate drops, you can always listen at radio.com by downloading that app to your iPhone or Android. It's free, and then streaming us there and taking us on the go wherever you go. Week two of the XFL. Okay, so if you listened last week, and if you did again, thank you. I told you not to overreact to week one of the XFL. The original XFL did crazy ratings in its inaugural week. Crazy. Ratings that were so good back in 01 that those ratings from week one of the XFL back in 2001 would have beaten 5 out of 7 games in this year's World Series in terms of viewership. Did a crazy rating. The Alliance of American Football last year on CBS did a solid rating. So that usually happens with experimental leagues. We love football. We don't have NFL football. We don't have college football right now. We just had the Super Bowl. There are games on. Pop it on. Let's see what it looks like. You know, mostly favorable reviews. But think about this. You go to a restaurant for the first time. You like it. Doesn't necessarily blow you off your feet, but you think it's good. When do you go back? When do you go back? If you like a restaurant and it has good food, doesn't blow you away, but it's solid. Do you go back and eat there the next week? Do you go back and eat there the next month? Do you go back and eat there in the next 6 months? Do you go back and eat there in the next year? When something's new, America, that means it's not part of your routine. And as a sports fan, you probably have a routine. In the fall, it's NFL games on Sunday. In the fall, it's college football games on Saturday. In the winter, it's following whichever winter sports team you love, NHL team, NBA team, college basketball team, and all of those games. You also have a routine as a sports fan that is dictated by the calendar. If you're an auto racing fan, you'll watch the Daytona 500 today. If you're an NBA fan, you'll watch the All-Star game tonight. If you're a college basketball fan, you'll watch March Madness in 3 weeks. And so that is what the XFL is fighting. Your routine. Because nobody, no matter how hard you try, no one is a diehard XFL fan. You can't be. The league is too new. The players are unidentifiable. The cities that these teams play in, other than St. Louis, they all have NFL teams that come first. And so that's what the XFL is fighting, and that's what I told you last week if you were paying attention, that things were going to change after the first week. And I tuned in yesterday, and some of the same things that have plagued the first XFL, the Alliance of American Football, are already rearing their ugly head in the XFL. America, football is a quarterback-driven sport. The quarterbacks are the biggest celebrities. They're the biggest names. Watch the XFL yesterday. Three out of the four teams that played already have a crisis at quarterback. New York benched its quarterback in part because with the new access, you've got reporters asking these guys questions while the game is going on. And New York's quarterback, Matt McGloin, rips his coaches. Terrible game plan. He says it on live TV. He throws an interception in the third quarter. He gets benched. Tampa Bay is already on its third quarterback. Seattle is playing two quarterbacks. The old saying with football, you got more than one quarterback, it means you've got none. Only eight teams in this league, and already at least half the league, benching quarterbacks, playing multiple quarterbacks. And the scores back that up. Seattle, Tampa Bay on Fox yesterday, 17-9. America can get into a great defensive game. But that's not great defense. It's bad offense. That's the same problem the Alliance of American Football had. It's the same problem the XFL had the first time around. And so you know what I didn't see yesterday? I didn't see on Twitter. I didn't see the national football media. The national football media that is supposed to be carrying the water for the XFL. Many of these personalities have a financial stake in mind. They're employed by a company that is putting the XFL on the air. And you know what I did not see yesterday? I didn't see those personalities drooling, gushing about the XFL. Instead, they said nothing. And that tells you everything you need to know. Instead of coming out and saying, man, the league stinks today, they said nothing. They couldn't lie. They couldn't put lipstick on it. So that's what the XFL is fighting. Are you still watching it? Two more games today. Did you go back for seconds this weekend? Yes or no? And if you did, what did you think of it? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I equate it, Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, I compare it to opening day in baseball. So, opening day, first of 162 games, it's a holiday. Team fills its ballpark. Might be the only game all year that sells out. 50,000 people there. Standing room only. Opening day. Baseball's back. It's an excuse to take off from work. It's an excuse to party. Opening day, 50,000 fans. 2 nights later, game two of 162. What does that ballpark look like inside? Unless you're in one of these places like St. Louis or L.A. or New York, gigantic fan bases with real expectations. Look at the stark contrast between a ballpark for opening day versus game two. And I think the same thing will happen to the XFL. Let's look at the ratings from week one to week two. Once you take the curiosity away, when people already know what they're getting, freshness is gone, intrigue is gone. When you remove all of that, what are you left with? A lot of people were at the Seattle game yesterday. That was their first game. They had 30,000. Let's see if they get 30,000 the next week. I highly doubt it. Let's see what the crowd in LA looks like later today. In a very competitive sports town with a million things to do. I don't think we're going to hear from a lot of fans today, a lot of American football fans who are still watching. And the best reason I can come up with to watch right now is that you're betting on it. You like to bet on football. It's more games to bet on. They're not entertaining games. They're not necessarily fun games. But they're games. And that beats the alternative. And so but see, that is not going to keep a fledgling sports league around. And it was very smart. I mean, they didn't have a choice. The XFL did the right thing. They were going to appeal to the sports better, football better. They were going to appeal to the fantasy guy out there. You know, give them their fix. Give them something, you know, it beats twiddling your thumbs until next September. But I don't think that keeps a league afloat. And I think outside of that hardcore niche segment of football fans, of American football fans, I think outside of that, people tried the restaurant last week, and I don't think they'll go back for a long time. And I think you'll see little by little the audience dwindle. There just is not, and it's not the XFL's fault. The NFL is a monopoly. There's a saturation point on football. There's only so much quality to go around. I've said this before. I'll say it again. The only way this league, I think, works long term is if it turns into a real minor league for the NFL. And if teams in this league have relationships with NFL franchises, let's say there are 16 XFL teams and one team is a farm team for two NFL teams. So 32 NFL teams, 16 XFL teams. Like, let's say the Giants and Jets. Let's say they have a team in like Albany, New York that they share, or like Hartford, Connecticut. Something like that. The Steelers and Eagles share a team in like Harrisburg. The Browns and the Browns and the Bengals share a team in like Columbus. And players that are draft picks and practice squad guys and third stringers play on those XFL teams. I could see that working. It still wouldn't be crazy popular. But NFL teams would want to watch their prospects. I don't see, without any, you know, Cardale Jones, Ohio State fans care, but do Minnesota Vikings fans care? No. So I think that's what they need to do. And if not, I think this league is going to go the way of the AAF and the first XFL. But hey, convince me I'm wrong. Maybe you're enjoying it. Maybe you're still watching. Maybe you think the league is better than its predecessors. And if so, why? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Are you still watching the XFL halfway through week two? What do you make of this upstart league? Did you break your promise? Did you tell yourself you were going to watch it again and then you didn't? Did you watch it and come away unimpressed and now you're done with it? Tell me. Give me feedback. 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Oliver Luck has been on CBS Sports Radio to talk about his XFL. And it's a new promotion. It's a new brand. It's a new look. The XFL isn't trying to be like the raunchy, X-rated, push the envelope league. They're trying to be a league that, even if it's poor quality or mediocre play, just appeals to football fans. And they've made no promises. They haven't set the bar very high for themselves. They're just trying to get you to watch. And they're trying to get you, like any new show that comes out, they're trying to get you to watch every week. Whether it's network television or whether it's premium cable, HBO, Showtime. They're trying to get you to watch every week. And reviews help. When people you trust, when the national football media fawns over the XFL, you might see that and say, well, I got to give it a chance. If Chris Collinsworth is bragging about how good, I'm just as a name. Let me tune in and see what it's all about. Let me try a half or a game on for size and see if I like it or not. Trying to get you to watch. If Oliver Luck came to you and said, hey, you love football. I've seen your Facebook. I look at your Twitter. You're a giant Packers fan, let's say. You're a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. How do we get you to watch our league? What do we need to do to get you to watch more than once? What can we do to win you over? What does it take? What will it take? What would you say? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And so my idea, if I'm going to get an inferior product, I'm going to get a minor league product, I need incentive. And it's why, you know, it's why minor league baseball and why some of these other minor league hockey, for example, why some of these leagues have been around so long. Because they're feeder teams. And there's a built-in interest in those teams because it's a pipeline to your team. And so if I was watching, I'm in Pittsburgh from our CBS Sports Radio studios in Pittsburgh. If I knew that there was an XFL team that was made up in part of Steelers players, late round picks, practice squad guys, I would probably watch. Or at least watch more than I'm watching now. Because even if guys struggled, even if players were terrible, that would give me insight into, all right, well, they're never going to, if they can't play well in this league, it's not going to carry over. It will never happen in the NFL. Every team has a handful of players in training camp and in the preseason who do well, but never get an opportunity because of where they were drafted, because of the players on the depth chart ahead of them. And so if this league functioned to give those guys a chance, I would watch. I would be way more interested. You know, NFL Europe was like that. But it was, you know, that's 20 years ago in places like Frankfurt and Berlin and play those games here on network television like CBS, ABC, and Fox. And I think people, they might not watch those games closely, but they would follow the sport. Because then Eagles fans and Cowboys fans and Giants fans and Bills fans and Colts fans and Seahawks fans, they'd all have a reason to watch the game because some of their players were in it. And that's how I think quirky rules and access, a league can't last on, it can't live off of that. That would be my, I think even more than going out and signing a name player, I think that's how the XFL survives. They need to make a deal with the NFL. Short of that, I don't see long-term success. I don't think the games are good enough. Quarterback play really isn't. We saw that yesterday. What would it take to make you an XFL fan? What would get you to watch the games every week? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Here is Mark in Pittsburgh. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mark. Here is Craig in Alabama. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, I never thought about the, you know, the minor league having two teams from the NFL with one minor league team. I kind of like the aspect of it, but what about having one of the two teams, AFC, one of them NFC? So Philadelphia, the Steelers, Rams, Raiders, Dallas, Houston. You know, you got AFC and NFC sharing the
right
team of the minor league.
Yeah, let's say you're in Alabama. So they've tried this before a bunch of times and it's failed. But let's say the Birmingham team had Falcons players and Titans players, let's just say.
Yeah.
All right. Now you got two fan bases that have an interest in that team now. And so,
yeah, I mean, it gets the teams in there, gets the people watching the game, because it's a local area. But at the same time, you're getting these players, like you said, from practice squads, the low round drafts, even the undrafted, even veterans who think they still have something to prove, maybe a chance to get into the NFL.
Right. And right now, the NFL isn't loaning players, and thanks, Craig, to the XFL. There's no sharing. Landry Jones, the Dallas quarterback, when he signed a contract to play in the XFL, it was binding. He actually, when Ben Roethlisberger got hurt, the Steelers wanted him back, but the terms of the XFL contract wouldn't allow for that. So that, to me, that's stupid. That is so dumb. There should be quid pro quo. Okay, Landry, go play with the Steelers, and then you're going to come back in February and play for us. And that exposure you get from being in Pittsburgh is going to help. It's going to make you a bigger name when you come back and play for us. See, what people are missing with the XFL, when they put out that rule that said we don't have You know, we're not going to make you wait 3 years like the NFL does for college players. We could draft college freshmen if we want. Sophomores. What's the problem with that? The XFL is in bed with ESPN and Fox. ESPN and Fox, those are the two networks that are invested in college football. There is no way they are going to let XFL teams take away from their college football partnerships. Strengthening the XFL to weaken college football, already a huge brand, an established game. No, they're not going to go for that. So, to me, the only way it lasts long term is if the XFL partners up with the NFL. And I think the AAF wanted to do that, but the league wasn't around long enough to see it through. They didn't have the money backing it. They had some smart people. Forget that. They had some smart people. They had the Ebersol name on it. They had former NFL GMs and coaches, just like the XFL does. So that's how I think you get it to work. So I want to get your thoughts. What would it take to make you an XFL fan? My guess is you watched week one and then you've tuned out. Give me something that would get you watching every week. 855-212-4227. You can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And our number is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. I don't think the XFL is built to last. That's not mean-spirited. It's just me being honest. I think we're going to see a big ratings drop. The games yesterday were not very good. The quality of play is poor. But I think there are ways you work around that. Like, the CFL is not as good as the NFL, but it's withstood the test of time north of the border, because those fans care about those teams. You live in Montreal, you live in Vancouver, you live in Edmonton, you live in Calgary, you care about your team. And outside of the St. Louis market, all these other teams are just afterthoughts or something else to do while the NFL teams aren't playing. And I don't think the XFL lasts. I don't think it has staying power because it came up with cool rules. Or their point after system is different. Or their kickoff is innovative. Give people incentive to watch. You got to tie it into the NFL or college football. You either need to be the NFL's minor league, or you go the college route and players are like on alumni teams, where the big programs have alumni teams. There's a team that's made up of all Alabama players, a team that's made up of all Ohio State players, a team that's made up of all Pac-12 players. I don't know. Connect with established brands. College football, people love it. The NFL, people can't get enough of it. Short of that, I don't think, like, okay, we got Johnny Manziel. The AAF tried that and it didn't work. So are you still watching the XFL? What would it take for you to continue to watch? 855-212-4227. Here's Jason in Alabama. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, man.
I like where your head's at with that. You said earlier about all these smart brains and, you know, obviously there's some money there. Why is the marketing so bad? Why are the uniforms awful? Why are the names so terrible? Why does it feel like it's thrown together versus, I mean, was it thrown together based on the, you know, terrible success of the other minor league that came out and lasted a game and a half and wasted everybody's time? Or was that a black eye on where this is kind of heading, in your opinion?
I think it's a harbinger. I mean, I think everybody says Vince McMahon is prepared to lose money on it. Okay, that's him. Are Fox and ESPN and ABC and Disney, are they prepared to do the same thing? I don't think so. Why would they? They already have football leagues. They already have the NFL. Okay, they don't need the XFL to work. It's not like it's imperative for them to have that relationship last. And if they pull out, I don't see, other than Vince McMahon's own vanity, I don't see why he would keep this league going if the interest wasn't there on the network level.
It's not shining enough for me. I mean, I'm an Alabama fan. I like traditional uniforms and things, but if I'm going to watch Pac-12 football, like, give me Oregon all day. I can watch some matte black, little silver, some shiny face mask. I mean,
I like what you said about the uniforms and the names. It reminds me of, like, there's a video game that can't use NFL team names. They don't have the licensing, so they come up with, like, fake names. And thanks for calling. Like, the Houston logo is just an Oilers ripoff. Just an Oilers ripoff. So, I think the uniforms and the names look small time. Now, to their credit, I think ESPN and Fox have put a lot into the broadcast presentation. I think that's the best thing I can say about this league so far, is that they're trying to make it seem like it's bigger than it is. It doesn't look small time. It doesn't look rinky-dink. But that only gets you so far. You know, it can't just be about what the box of cereal looks like. What does the food inside taste like? Not good. Alex is in New Jersey. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, man.
You brought up the CFL. I didn't think about that in my call, but I was at a game in Calgary this year. I mean, it's hugely successful up there. But I think the problem is, unlike the NFL, I think the AAF, they said they wanted to be a NFL farm league, and the NFL laughed in their face. The XFL, I honestly don't think McMahon's ego don't let him do. I think he wants to compete with the NFL.
Well, thank you. You're breaking up, Alex. I think the XFL would need corporate help and would need the network's help to broker a deal with the NFL. And I think the NFL, here's why the XFL as the AAA of the NFL has merit or has value. The NFL doesn't want to go on hiatus. It doesn't want to hibernate. It doesn't want to have a blackout. It wants to be top of mind for people 365 days a year. And so, even if the games aren't good, give fans games that matter to NFL fans. And think about it this way, too. Here's why I think the NFL would be interested. If they're going to get rid of preseason games, those guys want to play somewhere. And so if those players, like when it's 90-man rosters, when we're talking about big rosters, and now those guys aren't going to get preseason games to play in, give them games in the spring. February, March, April. Have them play for the AAA team. Because they're going to lose all that opportunity to put film out there if the NFL is going to condense its preseason from like four games down to one or two. How does the XFL survive? What can it do or what could it do to get you to watch? You love football. Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL, asked you, what would be your recommendation? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Here's Jake in Alabama. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jake.
What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, you know, I could care less about the uniforms or whatever. The Spring Football League, I'm going to be watching. But here's one problem I see with it, and maybe a conflict of interest here, but the lack of a franchising model. Does that present a conflict of interest to you? And if so, kind of
elaborate on that for me.
Do what now?
I said elaborate for that on me. Elaborate.
You know, just kind of the integrity of it. You know, one central owner, the lack of franchising. I would just see that kind of being a conflict of interest. I don't know. It bothers me as a fan. I just, any other leagues that have used that model and been successful, do you know of any? And if you help me, tell me about some.
Didn't that kind of happen with the – isn't that kind of Major League Soccer?
Yeah,
don't they do
sure.
it that way?
I'm not sure. I don't follow Major League Soccer. That's why I was
Me
wondering.
Neither.
Yeah,
Major League Soccer's issue, and thanks for listening, is the same problem that the XFL and all of the other lower-tier football leagues in America, arena football, they all run into the same problem. Quality. It's not the best. And I've said this over and over again, and it is a testament to you. Maybe you never played even sports at a high school level, but you are a discerning customer. You don't need to go to culinary school to know what food tastes good. And it's the same thing with sports in America. You don't need to have played college football to know what good football looks like and what bad football looks like. See, the Major League Soccer's problem is that it's not the best. If you took the I believe this, if you took the Premier League and they left their English cities and they played their games, they were relocated across America. Liverpool, Manchester United, Arsenal, Chelsea, and they were in American cities. With those players, I think the sport would be huge here. I think that league would be huge here. Not what it is in England, in the United Kingdom. It would not be, and it wouldn't equal the NFL, but it would be massive because it would be the best players in the world playing here, the best league in the world here. That's the MLS's problem. We're not rabid about soccer to begin with, and our league is second rate. Two-bit league. That's the XFL's problem. They got to have a tie-in with the NFL teams. They got to have parent clubs. That's how you make it work. All right, coming up next, more on what Rob Manfred had to say about the Astros. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.